A very good evening to everyone. I hope you are happy and healthy. So I've received a lot of queries where the students are asking us on how effectively they could use their time. So here I'm going to tell a few pointers, a few things that you can take care of and try and incorporate in your schedule, right, in order to have a more productive, effective day. And if I put it in short, I'm going to now talk about your time management, right? And when we say we're going to talk about time management, the first thing is, I'm sure you've heard a saying that goes like, manage your time like money. And this is precisely the first thing I want to put on. You need to first do a time audit, right? So I want you to take this down, these pointers, and you know, do the needful for them. So the first pointer for you is create a time audit. Now, what exactly do I mean by this? I want you all to write down an hour by hour evaluation of what you do in the day, right? So it has to go on a piece of paper on how exactly you are spending every hour of your day, right? And once you do that, you will start realizing that there are certain things that you would want to cut down, and I'll tell you how to cut down. And in place of those, we would want to add a few things to be more productive. But unless you actually do a time audit, you really don't know where the time is going. And there is just one constant complaint, and that is the day seems less, or I'm not able to finish whatever I am supposed to in a given day. So we need to do an evaluation on where exactly are we spending our precious time. Now, once you're done with an audit, the second thing is planning. The planning has to be first done for the week. So now I want you to all to make a plan on Saturday. So Saturday is an off for you from your online classes and your college classes, right? So I want you to plan your week from Saturday, and it should go like, what all targets are you going to achieve in this coming week, right? It has to go on a piece of paper. So everything goes in the flow. You audit your time, and then you're going to plan your week on Saturday, giving yourself targets on what you want to do in that particular week. Once we've decided on how we're going to spend the week, we come on to creating daily plans. So that's the third pointer. You have to create a daily plan. It cannot simply be, I'm going to read physiology in this week, right? So that isn't the right perspective. We want you to exactly know how you're going to do it, right? So for which we're going to create our daily plan. And in that daily plan, we're going to give an hour-wise distribution on what are we going to precisely do in the morning slots, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night. And I'll help you to understand how you should plan the day as well. Now, when we say you're going to plan your day, it is very important that your tasks come with a time limit, right? Which means it shouldn't simply be, okay, today I'm going to read immunity from microbiology or so on, right? That is, again, a big, big thing to be covered. And if you're not able to put it down on how exactly you're going to manage, you will certainly not be able to do it. So put a time limit on your tasks so that this section A or section B and C, if I divide them into sections or subtopics, I'm going to cover in the morning slots, the following ones I'm going to do in the afternoon slots, and the rest I'm going to do in the evening, and something else I'm going to do in the night, right? Now, which tasks should you be putting in the morning, morning slots? Now, this is a very important pointer. So that's the fourth pointer I want to tell you, that you should put the most important and the most demanding things in the morning. So things which you feel that need more energy, things which you feel need more concentration, things which you feel are the important ones, things that you feel are, you know, things that you are weak in. So this is what, out of the bigger section for the day, right, you're going to decide which part are you going to do in the morning. And this is how we decide. And you will make a continuous sitting for at least 3 hours. So let's say you start at 7, let's sit and do it from 7 to 10. So do make a given slot for 3 hours. I wouldn't recommend doing it longer than that, because you know you often lose focus and you're distracted beyond that. So 3 hour slots at a stretch is a good idea to cover up a section or a subtopic from your daily tasks. Right now, a lot of times when we say that, you know, you would come up and say, ma'am, I'm really slow. I am not able to, you know, finish the task that I assigned for myself in this time slot. I usually go overboard. And let me tell you the reason behind this very, very common problem. The reason behind this is that you are striving for perfection. Yes? Yes, isn't that the truth? You are trying to do it the best. And you think when you go slow, when you read the line 10 times, you color it with 10 different pens. You know, that's how you feel. You're trying to achieve perfection. And when you do that, you start lagging behind. So now this is quite an unusual pointer that I'm going to give you. I don't want you to strive for perfection. It is okay to be one less, two less, three less from perfection. The idea is to meet your time slots. If it calls for a faster reading, go ahead, right? Don't aim for perfection. This is, you know, one of the defense mechanisms we have. And when we ask you to do a faster reading, you would say, no, then I don't retain things. I don't do it that well. And the sole reason for your defense is that you're trying to achieve perfection. So don't do it. Our aim is to finish the given things in the given time slots. Now, as I said, try and make these slots for 3 hours, which means what I want you to do is give yourself breaks in between, right? So schedule a break time in between and preferably keep this break time for relaxation, right? So this relaxation could be listening to soft music or any kind of music that you like for that matter, or, you know, having a little chat with your parents, with your friend, you know, seeing some, you know, comedy shows or whatever that brings or makes you cut off from what you were doing right now. The idea is that you have to have a cutoff point, right? You have to have a dissociation from what you were doing in those 3 hours. And, you know, when you are planning a relaxation for yourself, let's say it is for 20 minutes, at the max, I would say half an hour, especially in the morning hours, right? We can schedule bigger breaks a little later, but in the morning, let's keep them to a maximum of half an hour between the 3 hour slots, right? So in this time, you need to dissociate completely from what you were doing before that. So, you know, it cannot be that you're sitting with your mom, but you're talking about what you read right now. It has to be a cutoff, right? Perfect. Then the next thing I want you to understand is that a lot of time, the other thing when we tell you to make targets, to keep time slots, to meet your targets, you know, you would come up and say that I'm not inspired right now. I don't feel motivated right now. And that is why I start lagging. And the important thing here is that you have to realize that we cannot wait for motivation and inspiration all the time. What we need more, most of the times, is not motivation. It is actually discipline. So you have to discipline yourself, right? And not make, again, another defense of saying that you are not feeling motivated enough to continue. Okay, so be more disciplined. It doesn't matter if you're not motivated all the time. It doesn't happen with anyone. We are not motivated all the time to do things that we have to do. So what will be our savior will be our discipline. And that is what you'll have to consciously work on. You have to tell yourself, no, this is it. This is what I have to do. And how will you bring in discipline? So the next pointer is very important. To bring in discipline, you have to learn to say no. Okay? And most of the times, this no is not to anyone else. It is to yourself. So when you feel distracted and you feel, oh, I must go and watch television, you have to tell yourself, no, it is not time for it. I haven't earned that time right now. So you have to stick to your time slots and, make yourself believe that when you finish your time slots, you owe yourself a little free time. And that's where you will do what you want to do. So in between, a big thing that we have to learn is learn to say no to ourselves. When your heart and your brain do not function parallel, okay? They move in different directions. That's what leads to less productivity. So you have to put your heart and your brain to what you're doing. Very importantly, okay, the learn to say no is something these days very, very important to your phone. So don't pick up your phone just because it's ringing or just because there is an update, an Instagram update, a Facebook update, a Telegram update. You have to say no. I'm not going to pick it up. I'm not going to see what it says. You have to learn to say no to these phone things that are happening a lot these days and a big, big source of distraction. So even if you have to do your social media, I want you to create a time slot for it. And just like any other time slots comes with limits, this should also come with limits, right? So similarly, you have to plan these time slots in the afternoon, in the evening as well. So three hours in a go, give yourself a little break and try and cover up things. What do you do in the night time slots? Now, this is the phase where you're probably exhausted by the day and tired mentally, physically. This is where you have to also stretch your limits. What I would say is, instead of trying to do something very active in this time, a passive revision of something is a good idea. And when I say passive revision, it cannot be an entire subject or, anything in its entirety. So, but when you divide your tasks into subtopics or subdivisions, which is what I talked in the beginning, you will find that it is much easier to do these passive revisions, even in very small slots. So maybe, when you're exhausted by 10 o'clock, right, you say, no, I'm going to stretch 2 more hours now. So from 10 to 11 and from 11 to 12, I'm just going to revise something that I did yesterday or maybe something that I did wrong in one of the test sections today or yesterday or any time back. Or if you've made a list of topics that you want to revise, right? So just passive flipping through of your notes, right? Do not do anything active. Or for some people, passively giving the tests is something that they want to do. But although I do not recommend giving a test paper in the night, I don't feel it's physiological. So I would rather say keep your revision parts in the night slots. Keep them subtopic wise, keep them short so that you have a good feeling that you were able to revise something in the day other than whatever actively you were reading. And the last thing I want to say in my audio session on this time management is, at the end of the day, I want you to cross out on things that you were able to manage. Yes, so you had a daily plan, cross it out, things that you were able to manage. And it brings elation, happiness, completion, feeling of satisfaction that, wow, you had certain targets and you were able to achieve them. And this will be your drive to do the same tomorrow, day after, another day. And it helps you to just go on. So you have to follow in this loop of positivity at the end of the day. So you're excited, the morning again to start all over again with your routine. And gradually you will realize that your routine is not really, something very depressive. Your routine is something that you will look forward to. So the end of the day has to come with a sense of achievement. I leave you with this list of things to do now to help you manage your time better. Do write back to me if you find it effective. I know this has been a little longer audio session, but yes, I had to put it down in points and elaborate them on what I want you to do. So lots of love and good wishes from Dr. Deepu.